It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome into a Monday edition. Al, you're looking handsome.
Good morning, Jerry. I have a bunch of very random things that I thought about over
the weekend. Okay.
Very random topics. First of all, and most of these are like things that I like. You know, I get up, unfortunately, a dog wakes me up early on the weekends.
Sure.
So I have a lot of time to think of stuff to talk to Grok about. I'll just like ask questions and things.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through a lot
of things.
You
do that with the speaker or on the computer?
No, I type.
You type it.
Okay. I like to type. Yeah, I don't like listening back to it. So I was interested. I was like, okay, so I probably should have a game plan. I'm going to retire from radio probably 5 years, whatever it is.
Right.
I said, I'm going to have a game plan. I'm very passionate about like food ingredients and things. So I was like, let me look into this. Do you know that in my research of looking into this, each state is different?
In regard to?
In regard to this. In New Jersey, I right now, today, can call myself a nutritionist.
How?
That term is okay to call yourself a nutritionist. I cannot call myself a registered nutritionist.
No kidding.
Or a certified nutritionist. But I can call myself a nutritionist.
I didn't know that.
And I can do...
Charge people.
Do lectures and things, charge people. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You can't... There's a lot of rules in it. You could give nutritional advice to people, but you can't give nutritional advice for particular...
it's got to be vague.
Diseases people may have. So I could give you I can call myself a nutritionist and tell you what you should buy in the store and what you should avoid. But if you come to me and say, I have diabetes, how can you help me? I can't.
That you're prohibited from,
right,
by law.
Right, because that's a disease or a condition. I can't do that.
Interesting.
So it's really...
It's a slippery slope,
it
man.
It is a very slippery slope.
Wow.
And you can't call yourself a dietitian. But phrase nutritionist... But if you go to Florida, you can't call yourself a nutritionist.
You have to be certified. You
have to be certified.
You should be.
So that, you should be. I agree.
I don't know what they're teaching you anyway.
Yeah, I looked into it. If you want to go become a nutritionist or a registered dietitian, it's you need, I think in New Jersey, you need to have a master's degree in it.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it would like cost you a fortune. all this crazy
stuff.
So you're
out on that.
So I'm out on that. But I might just start calling myself a nutritionist.
Why not?
And taking on clients.
You could do that and help them change their eating habits.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I guess I guess I could. Which then got me thinking about, there's so many different pizza places and Italian restaurants.
Yeah.
In this area in particular, right? The New York, New Jersey.
For sure.
Connecticut, Long Island,
really
Staten
everywhere,
Island.
But we definitely see it here.
Yeah, we definitely see it here. And people are very proud to be Italian. I always thought it's one of the more...
It's so funny you bring this up. I just had this conversation with my son the other day.
Yeah,
He asked me why I don't, like, flaunt is not the right word. He's like, why don't you, I'm like, because I'm American. I was born here. I don't look at myself as that. But yes, you are right.
Like, of all the nationalities you could be, people love to be Italian. Like, I know, like, even in high school, if someone was just part Italian, they'd wear the Italian horn. Like, they were
not
Italian.
Me. Yes. I know them.
And I was not, I don't think I'm Italian at all. If I am, it's just a minuscule amount. But, like, there's this proud, people are very proud to be Italian. And my thinking would be, if you were very proud to be Italian and you were to open an Italian restaurant, I would think you would want to serve Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are serving the bad ingredient version of Italian food, which is like, you know, when people talk about, oh, if you go to Italy, everyone has this experience if you go. They come back, they go, I couldn't believe I had pizza and pasta and bread every night, and I came back, I lost 5 pounds. That's because of the wheat that they're using. And the tomatoes they're using and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't use those ingredients when they open up a place here in America.
My guess would be it's all financial.
Right.
It's all financial based. All that stuff's more expensive.
It is.
And rent here is absurd.
Yeah, but that at some point they must talk themselves into the idea that I know I'm serving the crappy version of Italian food, even though I'm proud to be Italian.
Well, I think, first of all, this whole eating clean thing is really, it's not new. We've known how you should eat. But this has really been like a tornado. The last, like, 15 months, everybody's an expert now. Everybody's reading ingredients. Everybody's got a YouTube channel telling you what to do. This was not a conversation 2 years ago. It wasn't. It's gained steam and good. It should. Not disagreeing with that. I don't think anybody in their right mind that opened up a restaurant 3 years ago was thinking about, we got to have clean ingredients. We got to, you know, otherwise Bobby on YouTube is going to out us, or someone's going to show up. You know, you're giving us crappy sauce and there's sugar. No one thought about this a few years ago.
I still don't think people are like, legitimately, I don't think it's...
I don't know. My guess would be some might even want to do it, but I don't know if you can compete.
Right.
And that's a problem.
I think people do want to do it. I do think people that are of Italian heritage and want to open an Italian restaurant, they want to serve you legitimate Italian food. But I think you're right. I think you can't compete.
If I open up a pizza place tomorrow and I did that and my pies are clean and the best ingredients you can get, but my large pie is $26 because that's what it's going to take to actually turn a profit, but I can get it for $16 and it's the crap. I mean, honestly, who do you think's going out of business?
Yeah.
I am. I don't think I last 3 months.
Yeah. I know. It sucks.
It does. But it also comes back, like I told you, when I was in, I think I was in Seattle and I was walking down to the fish market to see it. And I saw two chain fast food places and a healthy fast food place. It was pretty obvious which one was empty. And it was like, why not? There's no one there.
Yeah.
The other two places are packed. One's more expensive. And I don't know. It's I don't know how. I agree with you. People think about it more for sure. But it's, you got to make the move and the change. And people aren't doing it.
Like, what's more Italian than olive oil?
I would think that you start there.
But
it starts there.
All these places, their olive oil is not olive oil.
That's also education, too. Like, I've been blown away learning about, like, all these years, the olive oil we have bought, I thought was fine. It's not until recently that I learned it's crap. I didn't know. I thought we were doing the right thing. We've since switched. A lot of it is education too.
Yeah, I know. I did one of my favorite things, which is I went to the Bradley Beach Facebook page.
Okay.
And was asking if anybody knew of an Italian restaurant or pizza place that served with the ingredients of Italy. And I didn't get a lot of answers. There is a place in Ocean Grove that I think comes pretty close.
Okay.
But the really expensive part of that is the flour that they use in Italy. It's called like either 00 flour or 00 flour. Zero flour.
You
got to
bring
like that
in from Italy?
You can buy it in the store, but I'm sure it's expensive.
Yeah.
And probably you're right to make a pizza out of it. And then what you would have to charge that for that pizza is probably too much.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
Yeah. I know, it just bums me out. Like, because I want to...
Makes you not want to go anywhere.
Yeah, I want to eat good Italian food.
Yeah.
And then people will, like, someone's going to hear this and go, Fernando's in... Well, are you sure? You don't... Just because the food is
good... It tastes good, right?
And the guy's from Italy.
Yeah.
Does not mean that's what they're using.
What about restaurants in Little Italy? You think those are any different?
I don't.
You don't?
No, that's a good question. You know what? That's a good question. I think again, they probably initially start out with... I'm going to serve the best ingredients.
Right, good intentions.
And then they notice their margins are terrible. Yeah. And they go, the most expensive thing we're buying here is this extra virgin olive oil from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
What if we cut that with, you know, canola oil, soybean oil?
I'll give you the example you always give. The Shark Tank. People will come on with a really good product built in America, but it costs more money. And the first thing they say is, I'm interested, but we're going to China. Like, we're not. It's just too expensive.
Yeah, he's like, what's that cost you to make that? It cost me $6.95. You got to get that down to 50 cents.
Yes. We're going to Vietnam.
Yeah.
I know.
You're right. People go in with the best of intentions.
I think they do
in a lot of cases. The financials.
Because you got two different things at work, profitability and survival.
Right.
I think in the food industry, it's survival first, you know, because you got to compete and make an imprint in the area if you open a place. And then once you do that, you know, can you survive if you're competing?
Yeah.
And are you turning a profit enough to, you know, people don't, I know it sounds crazy, but people don't realize like how expensive it is to run these businesses.
Yeah, it is very expensive. And then I always love like a place will get successful, right? And they'll be like, and then all of a sudden the landlord will be like, oh, we're raising the rent.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Happens all, a friend of mine that owns a bar, they just raised the rent on them 32%. Like out of nowhere, their lease was up and they started negotiating, and that's the number they came back with. What are you supposed to do?
Right. First of all, your location is there. That's where people know you are.
Yeah.
All the structure inside is built for your restaurant.
They have you.
They got you.
That's why I was actually looking at businesses this weekend on Biz Buy Sell. I don't know if you ever checked that website out.
I used to look at that.
Yeah, I was looking at that one. And there was one place in particular. I'm not going to say what type of restaurant it was, but it was one of these fast food type of places. And it said, still 14 years left on the lease. Now, that I'd be interested in because I guess they initially signed a 20-year lease or a 20, something like that. At least you've got a piece of paper that you can't raise the rent on me for the next 14 years. I know what that's going to be. I see some businesses are like 3 years left on the lease. Ugh. And then what? We double the rent on you.
Right.
And then you're screwed. And you can't even sell the business then.
Yeah.
Not easy.
Not easy, Jerry.
Not easy.
I did book a vacation, or at least...
Look at you.
I did book flights.
Nice. Where are we going?
So I talked to Grok.
Okay.
To narrow down a vacation spot. I was asking Grok, I wanted to go somewhere in July or August.
Okay.
That's not really humid.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps, Grok, a place that people go to in the winter that's really too cold, or a place that's too cold to go to in the winter, but would be fun in the summer that...
You get Colorado?
That I'm not thinking of. No, it didn't give me Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. I also said I need direct flights from Newark.
It's pretty good, but you're loving this Grok.
Yeah,
yes.
I love it. And it knocked it down to a couple different places, and I settled on, after talking to Grok, what I like, Bozeman, Montana.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So in July, Jerry, heading to Montana, big sky country, Jerry. Oh, it's going to be awesome. You think I should have asked a few more questions of Gronk?
Yeah, like you should ask your girlfriend if she's interested.
No, she's interested.
But what did you do in Bozeman?
Well, it's just an outdoorsy vibe, Jerry. A nice down. They've got a little downtown area. You can go to Yellowstone for the day. Fly fishing? Not sure. It's a good question.
You fly fishing in the overalls?
Yeah. With the rubber boots.
Can you imagine you and Gina killing each other out there?
Yeah, you know, in Montana.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm all for new experiences. I go for it.
I figure I want to see Montana.
I think that's great. And they have direct flights.
They do.
How would they get you round trip?
For two tickets. So
yeah,
for,
yeah.
For two tickets, round trip was just over $1,000.
Okay, so 500 each.
Yeah, 500.
That's fine.
Each.
I mean, Florida's 400 each now, so.
Yeah.
All right.
But now I've got to, and then strangely enough, believe it or not, July and August, very busy there.
Is it really?
Yeah, so I was looking at hotels, so very expensive. I was now what? Then I thought, like, maybe I should try. I always hear people have good luck with Airbnbs.
I was just going to say that.
I still don't trust that yet.
I think that's great. But there's something about just staying in someone's house that doesn't feel like a vacation.
Right.
I don't know why. And I'm not saying you need to be in a hotel, but some sort of vacation community makes me feel like I'm away. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I agree. There's tons of people that, because there's a lot of skiing there in the winter.
Yeah, sure.
There's tons of people that just have condos and houses that they just rent out.
Yeah.
I wanted something like right downtown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's really Grok came back with three different hotels. Okay. That said these are downtown. Here's what they are.
What are we talking, like $300-$400 a night, $500 a night?
Yeah, like four, probably average $400 a night.
Yeah, which after all your fees and taxes, you're probably talking $500 a night.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
That's not going to be a cheap trip.
No. And then you got to rent a car because you're in the middle of Montana.
That is true. That's going to cost you $700 for the week.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe more, actually.
I know. And like the minute I booked this, I was like, what am I doing? But you have to do stuff, right, Jerry?
Yes.
Tell me that. You have to do stuff.
100%. You know, you're talking to me.
Yeah.
You can't sit in that place every day. You have to go somewhere. Now, I don't know that I see you in Bozeman, Montana.
You don't see outdoorsmen when you look at me, Jerry?
No, I do. It's funny. I do. On one hand, I do. The hiking. Like, I remember you in Arizona. You went on the nice long walk in the mountain. Like, yeah, I could see a day of doing that. I could definitely see you spending a day downtown and the coffee and a nice dinner and all that. Then what happens? Like, is there a... I don't even know if you're a lake person. I'm not. I'm not a woodsy person. You don't hunt. You don't fish.
I go MILF hunting, Jerry.
With Gina? You're not going alone, Al. So I how long did you book this for, the airfare?
Let's see, Monday, Four nights.
No, so that's 5 days. Bad. You know what? That's fine. No, you'll be fine. Because what I just laid out is 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
You can figure out. And a day you said where'd you say? Yellowstone. So that's 3 days already we figured out. So now you'll be all right. You'll probably enjoy it. It's different.
I think I will.
The air will be crisp.
I think I will.
People will be nice.
I'll tell you the other options.
You might not come home.
that Grok threw out at me.
Yeah.
Flagstaff, Arizona.
See, that interests me.
But no flights. You have to fly into Phoenix and then either drive,
about
which is
three
like
hours.
Two. It said two. But it said like it's in the mountains. It's Arizona, but it's not humid.
That's interesting.
In the winter. Then I threw out.
Surprised you didn't choose that. Because you love Arizona.
I did until the flight.
Oh, okay.
I would, it's a long flight.
Yeah.
And then you got to drive 2 hours. Throughout Asheville, North Carolina. But I think that's still, they're still in trouble from the hurricane. That then we haven't.
Yeah.
It's in the process of rebuilding itself.
Still?
Yeah. So that one came up.
Good
and
choices
then,
so far, though.
And then I asked it about South Carolina.
Okay.
I said, I really like South Carolina.
Humid, though, right?
Yeah, it was like, well, based on what you're looking for here.
Yeah.
It did give me Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay.
It said it was a little less humid because it's more...
More inward or more towards the water?
No, this one was more inland.
Because even Myrtle Beach is by the water. Myrtle Beach is like death. In July. I mean,
the
humidity is brutal.
It was basically saying, maybe not South Carolina.
There's a place in Georgia that has intrigued me just from the times I've driven down 95. And it's like a beach town.
Yeah, there is a place in Georgia that I've heard of people going to now, which I'd never heard people going to Georgia.
Me neither.
Other than Atlanta. So,
I'm excited for you.
Talking to my Grok.
I'm very excited.
So if anybody out there has been to Montana.
Eddie has, right?
He has. But when I told Eddie, he was very excited.
That's great.
Very excited.
Very good.
Hotel recommendations, of course.
Now, will that be it in terms of going away this summer?
Oh, yeah,
or will you try one more somewhere?
No, that sounds like too much.
You take every other week off.
I do.
So you would just stay at your place like every other week?
Yeah.
Oof.
Well, one of the weeks it's 4 weeks in the summer. One of the weeks I'll be there. And then 3 weeks of staring at my own walls.
Well, that sounds really exciting when you put it that way.
Well, part of me felt weird like going like, okay, South Carolina, like Hilton Head or I'm like, I'm right across from the
beach now.
I know,
but it's now. Different. I know.
It's different. Yeah.
It's different people. Yeah. It's different restaurants. It's different visuals. It's out of your condo.
Yeah.
The dog is in a hotel. Your dog's free for a week. It's just the water's warmer. It's just different.
It is different.
I get that point. I do. But it's just not the same.
And then finally, Jerry.
Oh, finally.
You'll find this interesting, I think. Next month, Boomer has his big event.
Yeah.
And we go into the city for that.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, neither you nor I had our significant others with us.
Yeah, I think I'll be solo again, actually.
And you and I put on our suits.
Yeah.
And we got on the Staten Island Ferry.
Yes, we did.
Look right across right there.
Free ride.
Went to the event, back across.
Yeah. It was phenomenal.
It was tremendous.
And part of this, too, for people that don't know, is it's like the event is pretty close to the ferry. So
it's right there. It was amazing. I would have a hard time doing that with a woman in a long dress.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you do? So here are the, I go, okay, I could get a hotel. So I laid out all these different things, Jerry.
Okay.
I had booked a hotel at first, which was cancelable. I booked a hotel.
Okay.
I said, instead of getting a hotel, what if I just took a nice car service from Bradley Beach to the event? They wait around. They drive me back home.
Okay.
Or, do you take the Sea Streak, stay over,
all
these
things. Okay, sure.
What do you think it costs to take a car service? And by the way, I called around. This was the best rate I found. To take a car from Bradley Beach, New Jersey. Not a stretch limo, but a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Beach, New Jersey, for an event that starts at 6:30, and I want to be picked up at midnight.
Man, you're talking 8 hours, probably.
Yeah, 8 hours.
$800.
$720.
Yeah,
Jerry.
And that's not even
a flight to New York doesn't cost $720.
I know. I'm just thinking about. I'm thinking about fuel. I'm thinking about time, the sit around time. I'm thinking $100 an hour. And it's $720 without gratuity.
No. So this guy told me it's tolls, it's everything.
Yeah.
All in $720.
I mean, just gas and tolls alone is going to be $50.
Right.
That's right off the bat. It's $50. Now you're also hiring a guy to serve you for 8 hours.
Right.
I mean, and before tip, I mean, yeah. You're right. You could get a helicopter probably for cheaper.
When I was doing the math on the hotel, was like five something, right? Okay. So then I still have to get into the city.
Yeah.
So am I driving in? I would never be able to figure out where to park over there. So in my head, I'm driving into here.
Why don't you do this, the boat?
The Sea Streak?
No, the Staten Island Ferry.
Well, I thought of that too. The Staten Island Ferry.
Is the hotel not near there?
The hotel's not far from there, but now you're getting on the ferry with bags because you're not going to be dressed up.
Yeah, I gotcha. That's a pain in the ass.
It was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Every way around it. I end up booking the car. $720.
So you booked the car?
Yeah.
Okay. You do what you got to do, man.
$720.
I'll be on the Staten Island Ferry in and out that night. So if you change your mind or maybe she doesn't want to go, you let me know and we can do it again.
Yeah.
Mine's going to cost me $9 in parking.
Yeah.
And tolls. I do got to pay my tolls.
Yeah, you got to pay your tolls.
That is true.
$720. For a car ride.
Yeah.
Into New York, you and I drive here every day.
Why not? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You couldn't take two Ubers? A couple $100 each way and save $300? I can't imagine an Uber is more than $200 in.
Well, it's a good question, but the Ubers are more than you think. Because I was looking at the Sea Streak.
Yeah.
The Sea Streak, by the way, is like $50 a ticket.
Is it really?
Yeah. Round trip. But then the Sea Streak is not near the event or the hotel.
You got Atlantic Highlands. Oh, where it drops you off?
Where it drops you off. And an Uber in New York City now to go anywhere is like $35, $40.
Yeah, no, I know that. I know.
Round trip. It was all.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was trying to think, what will I be less annoyed at? Be not driving.
Staying home.
Staying home always.
Of course.
But not driving myself. So,
no, the driving in is, I totally understand.
So I had a rough day yesterday. I booked these plane tickets. I booked this car, Jerry. I was just like, saw all my money falling out the window.
Spending cash.
I mean, it was just.
Well, if you'd like to trade, I had an echocardiogram for a cat the other day that cost me $870.
For a cat?
Yeah, for a cat. And that was a week after we spent $1,000 on x-rays and an MRI for him. Yeah, same cat. Who's hanging on by a thread right now.
How old is this cat?
Only 9, which is why we spent the money to try and figure out what's wrong with him. He'll 9 or might be 10. You know, he might be 10 actually.
And cats live like if a cat stays healthy.
First cat we had was 19.
Wow.
Yeah, we thought it was the greatest thing ever. So we got her. We got her when she was 2, and we had her until she was 18 or 19, and then we got this cat Julius, who's the one that we always see on TV
during the pandemic. Julius.
Yeah. So we got him 9 or 10 years ago, whatever, and then got another one with him. We got 2 at the same time. And the other one was a female Dahlia. She died of feline AIDS or cancer, or I forget what it was. Not AIDS. It was feline cancer or something.
There was feline AIDS, though.
Yeah, it wasn't that. I forget what she had, but 2 years old, she died.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, okay, well, that's rare. So then we got the one that Boomer helped me out with. North Shore Animal League. That's Callie. She's good right now, but you know he's only 10, and he's got heart disease, kidney disease. We're trying to keep him out of kidney failure because that happens, yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, that's brutal.
And what do? You just let them know. I mean, we spend the money, and so I will trade if you'd like.
No, I will pass.
It is. I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it sucks. So, but that's what we're dealing with.
Hmm.
So, money in, money out. It money is in, money fascinating. Out, man. It really is.
The great Notorious B.I.G. said it, Jerry. Mo money, mo problems.
Something like that.
Or something.
Yep.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
We had a normal week this week. Me and you on the warm-up show. You do an update.
Well, I'm out tomorrow, you know. So
what?
It's almost. I'm just kidding.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. Oh!
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.